This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, the Clippers are in town tonight at 11-8, 4-4 on the road. The Wizards, 2-14. They've lost 12 in a row. They were once 2-2. There is something to be said for development. They were more competitive over the weekend against Indiana on the road and against even Boston on that ugly-ass looking court on Friday night that the NBA has ordered these teams to do. So there were some signs of progress there, but you were about to say something about the Wizards' offense.
Something about the Wizards' offense. They allowed Chicago to score 40 points in the second quarter. They were up 8. Played well. Held them to 21, and they gave up 40 in the second quarter.
Yeah,
this team turns it off and on more than a light switch. Like, it's frustrating, but there's the silver lining is, I think Alex Saar over the last 4 or 5 games has really played well.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, the young guys are developing, but I don't know, dude.
I mean, here's a number that'll blow your mind. They're 1-13. In games decided by 10 points or more. They're 2-14 overall, which means 13 of their 14 losses have been by 10 points or more.
They're not even close.
And again, they were somewhat competitive, if not fairly competitive, against Indiana and Boston Friday and Sunday afternoon.
But they were only competitive against Boston because they got their ass chewed out.
And also, Porzingis is not playing, right? I mean.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. I'm embarrassed. I mean, I don't know what to say about what's going on with the Wizards because I love Brian Keefe. Like, I think he's a good dude. But
I mean, everybody that wanted them to suck really bad so that they would have a better chance at what's his name from Duke.
It's not even just about Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg.
Ace Bailey is now on the convo too.
Yeah, I know, but nobody wants Ace Bailey. They want Cooper Flagg. I'm telling you that.
Well,
I mean, here's the point. Here's the problem. As I always say. Remember, the Pistons have had the worst record in the NBA the last 2 years, and they finished with the fifth overall pick in both years. You are not guaranteed.
No, you're not.
So for everybody that has stupidly been saying tank, 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 suck, 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 you want to stink, but there's A, no guarantees, one. Two, you want to stink but show some progress, and maybe they still will, but it's hard to say right now. Even though, again, there were some signs of life on Friday and Sunday, against two tougher opponents. It's hard to say right now that they're showing any real progress or any real, like,
I think the if you actually, like, don't just look at the box score. I told you where the progress is coming from. I think Alex Saar has turned the corner and is playing really well right
now. But that's one guy. You know,
it's the most important guy. He was your second highest draft pick in the last 2 years. He's a part of the French Connection. Him and Bilal, you know, doing good things. But
is Jordan Poole going to play? He's day to day.
He's questionable. Looking at him shooting yesterday, I thought he was going. He looked like he could have played yesterday, but he's questionable for tonight. I think he goes.
All right, we'll see. Wizards right here on the Team 980. And the Odyssey app, following Maryland's Maryland Hoops, which begins at the top of the hour. So about 19 minutes away from that coverage. I know you're not a big baseball guy.
Oh, but I'd see there's some money being spent.
Yeah. So Juan Soto apparently has offers from a bunch of different teams. The Red Sox, the Yankees, the Mets. There was one other team that I can't remember. But supposedly, reportedly not the Nationals. Yet. I don't know if that should surprise anybody. The Nationals, I mean, don't even want to pay Kyle Finnegan $8 million. What makes anybody think they're going to want to pay Juan Soto $600 million? Even though they know him, they love him, all that stuff. Again, the Lerner family has practiced one thing over the last 5 years, and that is how to be as cheap and as frugal and as conservative as they possibly can. And that's just the bottom line truth. I don't care if that pisses anybody off. That is the truth. Now, one team that does just the opposite is the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the rich get richer. Late last night, in case you weren't paying attention, it's fine. Blake Snell, a five-year, $182 million deal with the Dodgers, the world champions. Now, on the surface, that's not that much money, right? Blake Snell's won a Cy Young. He's dominant when he's on, when he's not wasting pitches, all that. Left-hander, still young enough. I mean, it makes sense. And the Dodgers' biggest problem in the postseason run that they still won a World Series on was starting pitching. The question for me becomes, is this going to cost them Walker Buehler, who's also a free agent, who I believe met with the Yankees recently or maybe got an offer from the Yankees? I can't remember what it was. Is this going to cost them Walker Buehler?
Because they're the defer kings.
They are. But I think, like, there's only still so much you can defer and move around with the CBT, and right. I don't understand all the rules. But I guess my point is if you bring in Blake Snell, but it costs you Walker Buehler, who I know has had a ton of injuries, but Walker Buehler was huge for them down the stretch. Huge for them in the postseason.
Who plays more on a routine basis?
Yeah, but to me, I guess the point being is everybody, the narrative is going to be the rich get richer. And yes, that is true, but not always the case, because if, again, Walker Buehler doesn't come back because he can get something better somewhere, or because they say, well, you know what, we invested money here, the CBT, all this stuff, like, maybe we just can't bring him back. Well, did they truly get better? Maybe marginally. Maybe they got a little bit better. But the notion that Walker Buehler is not important, is not a big piece of what they were in October, is...
Real quick. Cool. So we haven't had a repeat champ since the Yanks went on their little run, right? In the late 90s, right?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so, yeah.
Do you think the Dodgers, how well-positioned do you think they are for that? Because
I mean, they're as positioned well as anybody else, right? I mean...
And then I'm expecting you see more of... You get more out of Shohei next year.
Yeah, I mean, Shohei obviously was banged up in October and couldn't pitch, so he's, you know, expected to pitch. And hopefully not banged up with the shoulder.
They're the prohibited favorites.
They showed you
can buy a championship.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, and again, the one thing I will say about the Dodgers, yes, they spend plenty of money. They also have developed a lot of their young core key pieces. They have. They've made some smart trades. Mookie Betts, obviously, all of that. Anyway, just wanted to point that out, that it's not always the narrative that the rich get richer. Sometimes the rich just... and reinvest their money somewhere else. Yeah. And it might be the case with the Mets. They might choose to bring in Juan Soto and let Pete Alonso go. You know, I mean, so are the rich really getting richer? Kind of depends on your perspective. All right, we're going to wrap things up next with
more on all three.
Damn it. I always do that to her.
You do it.
That is just abuse. I always forget about her. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk.